you have now two records out, the volume one and the volume two. That's normally unusual.
Oh, yeah.
Was the reason that you don't can make a choice for this one, this song, or this song to take it away?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, when we went out on Trespass America, mm-hmm. we brought a mobile recording studio with us. So we had a full Pro Tools rig. Mm-hmm. We're able to write and record mm-hmm. while we're on the road. So rather than getting into writing mode, once we got into the studio, yeah. we'd already been in writing mode. So things were really coming along, you know, really well. So we're plugging away, just writing songs, and you know, it's coming out like water, you know, nice and easy flowing musically. Got to the point where, you know, we had so many songs, and they were all great songs. I mean, you've heard the volume one and volume two, so it's not like we were putting out junk. You know, we had quality songs, mm-hmm. And we were like, you know, what songs do we take off of this thing to, you know, do like a normal 12-track CD?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, we can't pick. We want to put out all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, basically, we told the label, hey, we're doing a double record. And they're like, no, you're not doing a double record. Nobody does a double record. And we're like, all right, you listen to the song and you tell us what to take off. And they heard the songs and were like, okay, you may have a point. We might need to do a double record. So originally the idea was to do an actual true double album, mm-hmm. One album being called The Wrong Side of Heaven, the other one being called The Righteous Side of Hell, and we're going to put them out on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 27 songs, whatever it is a lot to digest at one time. You know, not that our fans wouldn't digest it, they definitely were anxious to get both volumes out, and would have happily taken all of those tracks at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to stagger it, you know, put out volume one first, let the listeners enjoy that and kind of digest
and fully
appreciate that album. And I remember when we did American Capitalist, as soon as that came out, everyone was like, oh, this is great. When's the next one?
Mm-hmm.
So with volume one, we were able to tell you, hey, we already have the next one coming out, so just mm-hmm. calm down, enjoy this one, and the other one's on the way.
And I think the fans are very excited to wait, you know, for the part two.
Oh, yes.
And they don't get, because I see it in Facebook or anything, mm-hmm. any social services, the fans are very excited for the next one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, everything. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm a huge social networking guy.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I see all of this stuff on there. Yeah, I'm an addict.
Me too.
Oh, very nice.
But I see a little bit different between the volume one and the volume two, because on volume one you work with guest singers.
Oh, yes.
And for me it's the volume two. More band orientated.
Okay.
Because all the good things from Five Finger Death Punch, you can hear it on this side, on the volume two.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it's such a great record, and I must hear it 5, 6, 7 times.
Oh, nice.
And then open, every song's open.
Mm-hmm.
Open. I like the House of the Rising Sun.
Oh, yeah.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was most excited about.
Yeah.
I think it was Ivan and Zoltan had the idea mm-hmm. to do that song. Apparently it's the first song that Zoltan ever learned how to play on the guitar when he's back in Hungary. And yeah, I knew with Ivan's voice on that it would be an incredible piece. And he knocked it out of the park. You know, put his own little spin on there with the Vegas references and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And the hairs are growing and growing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's so great.
Yes.
But also, it starts really heavy and cold. It's very soft.
Really?
It's I think that's are the trademarks from Five Finger Death Punch. Very heavy, angry shouts, mm-hmm. and very great guitars and drumming.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Monster drums. You hit on the first record.
Yeah.
And I think that's other trademarks, what stands behind Five Finger Death Punch.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I like about the band is, you know, we can have one guy in the pit mm-hmm. crushing people during one song, and then the very next song, see that dude up in the front row crying
yeah.
during Coming Down, you know, so it's a huge range of emotions,
yeah,
and feeling, and the music that we have.
One song is the song Cold. It's originally from the Black Rod Orchestra.
Yes.
It's from Ivan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ivan came up with the lyrics for that ages ago in a previous band, and it was something that he really liked, melody, lyric content. He was a big fan of the song, but didn't feel that the music that was written back then really did his work justice. And, you know, playing with us, we've got great musicians in the band, great songwriters, so he presented it to the guys, and they came up with the music behind. That was what, generally speaking, the music is done first, and then Ivan puts the vocals on top of it. That's one of the few times that lyrics and melodies were already done, and then we had to write music around the vocals.
And also the Battleborn, he sings over, he was burned out after the long touring.
Oh, yeah.
How it looks like, for example, you, when you are so long on the road, how you feel, a little bit burned out, or?
Me, not so much. You really, when you're out touring as long as we tour, I mean, we've been out since essentially Mayhem in the summer, you know, so I mean, a full solid, 7 months probably for us? I think we started touring like in May, and coming up on December now. When you're touring that amount of time, you really just gotta focus on, you know, trying to maintain your health while you're out, you know, trying to eat right, drinking a lot of water. Generally speaking, I'll try to work out at least every other day. So yeah, it's hard to get burnt out when you're staying on top of things physically. As far as a mental fatigue, you know, especially being so far away over here in Europe right now, you kind of feel the strain of being far away from, like, you know, your wife, your dogs, you know, regular life. You do sort of feel that, but, you know, we're in an age right now where we have so much technology that the distance doesn't seem as far as it would have, you know, 10 years ago. You know, now we can text, FaceTime, Skype, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that makes things a little bit easier. But, yeah, I mean, that's probably the hardest part, just being away from home.
I can imagine it's a little bit hard when you're so far away from home.
Oh, yeah.
But, I know you start the tour in June in Germany, all the festivals.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Mayhem, and then Canada, and now here. It's a long tour.
Oh, yeah. And we've got... we're coming back to Europe, actually, in March.
In March.
So we've got a full solid year of touring coming up next year, too. So pretty much be busy.
The world tour.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, finally doing the Mike Green Death Punch World Tour. Stretching our wings and expanding into other areas now.
I have a question for the volume one. It was so amazing when I read... the band hits the charts in Germany at number 4. It was a surprising for the band too.
Oh yeah. I mean, you never. We know that we do well in the States, so we. I don't want to say we expect to do well, but we have a history there, and you know, very hardcore American fans that will buy our stuff the day that it comes out. So you know, we kind of have a level of expectation for. You know, past performance as to what we're going to do in the future there. But yeah, I mean, I think when we did the festivals over here, Rock and Park, Rock and Ring, I think we felt a visible change in the excitement the fans in Europe had for Death Punch. Because we haven't been here since 2009, I think it was, 2010.
I was in 2010 also at the Rock and Ring.
Okay.
And the Five Finger Death Punch played on the main stage. But early in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, and that's not the right time.
Right, yeah.
That's not the right time for Metallica, because they like to go late. And I think the stage was perfect for the band.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, they had been waiting for us since 2010, and you could feel the excitement and the energy in huge pits. I think we did Download, and there was 4 huge circle pits out in the crowd. So definitely see an upswing in the level of acceptance and the level of excitement about Death Punch over here in Europe now.
Yeah,
we love coming back. So as long as you guys keep on coming out to shows, we'll keep on coming over here and playing.
Yeah, I think you compared Volume 1 and Volume 2. Which one do you prefer?
Which one do I prefer? You know, it's so hard to pick between the two. Mm-hmm. We've made a very cognizant effort to make both albums complete. You know, we were picking songs from here, picking songs from there. Basically, the way we did the track listing was all five of us mm-hmm. made our own list. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I mean, it was pretty spot on, you know. So we were all kind of on the same page as to what song to put on one and what song to put on two. So trying to pick between the two, to me, it's almost not even two records. It's yeah. it's one collective of songs for me. So I hate to do
that. The best of record. Yeah. Like here, that's
exactly. The best of what we're doing right now, for sure.
Because I have everything at home. The first, the worst, the answer, American Capitalist. But now you feel from record to record always one step higher, mm-hmm. one step higher from the quality, from the songs.
That happens just for, you know, chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been writing together for so long now, and you can kind of hear the progression in yeah. the songwriting. Yeah. You know, first and foremost, it's always the song for us.
Yeah.
You know, we can be as heavy as we want, as light as we want, but mm-hmm. if it's not a great song, we're not going to put it out.
Mm-hmm. You work together for all the songs? Or
well, basically the way it works is the musicians will kind of write yeah. A part. We'll send each other ideas, you know, through Pro Tools, you know, I'll have a riff that I like a lot. I'll send it to them. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's perfect for this other thing that I wrote. Kind of put that together, and then basically when we send songs to Ivan, the song is pretty much done. You know, we've done all the groundwork, get your verse, your chorus, solo, all that's done. That way when Ivan hears it, he hears it as a complete song already. He doesn't have to think, well, maybe it's going to go that direction. We have the song completely done with the most part.
Yeah.
And then Ivan puts his vocals on top of that and adds the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember in the past, the first record was written mostly by Sultan and Ivan, and then the next record, a little bit more from the other musicians, mm-hmm. but now it's a band feeling, and right. I think it's you stand totally behind the songs now, right. because when everybody writes the song.
Exactly, yeah, I mean, it pretty much started with Jeremy and Zoltan in mm-hmm. an apartment, mm-hmm. you know, writing, recording, and doing the whole album that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fast forward so many years later, now we're all actively involved. So you get a little bit of everybody mm-hmm. in those songs now,
mm-hmm.
which I think makes it a little more diverse
yeah.
in the writing.
Diverse is one song on the first record. The hip hop song.
Oh yes. Mom said knock you out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. How was the reaction from the fans for this song?
You know, when we did the last tour in the States, we brought that song out live for the first time, and everybody was jumping, mm-hmm. singing along. The crowd reaction was massive. When they first brought it to me, I was like, I don't know about this one. You know, I like a lot of what you guys do, and I know you guys are smart and all, but I don't know about this one. And then once I heard Ivan's vocals on there, I was like, oh, okay, and now I get it. Now I get it. It's, you know, his delivery on that wasn't like a rap like I would have expected. You know, it still got that Ivan mm-hmm. guttural kind of yell mm-hmm. to it. So, yeah, I think there might have been some questions about it before people actually heard it, as it was my reaction to.
Yeah.
But then once they hear it, everything's all good.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think that makes a good band, because when you have different direction in the music, mm-hmm. melodic, angry shouts, very good guitars, bass playing, good drumming, mm-hmm. and a very different styles, also hip-hop or rap or anything else.
Oh, yeah.
That makes, for me, a good band.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when I love the song Burn Motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's for me. And I heard it because I have it in the ear the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
It goes in and don't come out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's one of those that if you see us live and you see us play that song live, even if you don't know who Death Punch is, never heard one of our songs, that was going to be one that's in your head the rest of the night after you leave the show.
Yeah.
And hopefully lead to you becoming a lifelong fan as well.
Yeah.
All from the lyrics, Burning Motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay, what's the plans now? You're going out to finish the tour and then have a little bit break, and I think you go to Australia?
Yes, we do. I think the first thing we have is it's like a rock and roll cruise in the end of January. It comes Shiplocked.
Yeah.
We're doing that with our friends In This Moment, Seven Dusts, with Papa Roaches on there as well. There's several bands on that one. And we do that in January, and then we do the Soundwave Festival in Australia. A couple of little other small things we're working on in between that, but then we end up back in Europe March and into April, I think. I think we're doing, you know, pretty much all of next year is going to be touring. You know, we got two albums now, brand new albums that we have to support and get out
there. 4 years now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, as long as things are rolling out there, we're going to keep on playing. And I think, the studios are different in it. It's one thing to do the whole creative process and kind of wait on, you know, getting down to the fans. But I'm a fan of the immediate reaction that you get live. Live is my favorite part.
Live is the best promotion for a band.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And the problem is the people don't have so much money. In Germany, in Europe, in America, because the incoming money in the families is so low.
Oh, yeah.
And look how many bands release every week the new record.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'm one of those guys that every Tuesday I'm going to my local Zia Records or Best Buy.
I love Zia Records. Mm-hmm. I was in May 5 weeks in America. Mm-hmm. And Sierra Records for me, over the top.
Oh, yeah.
I got everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I wish you all the best for the next time.
Perfect.
And I come to Germany, and then maybe we can do another interview following.
For sure. Sounds good. I'll be glad to.
Yeah.